All right, I'm Neil Parrott, Delegate Neil Parrott with MDPetitions.com. We appreciate you coming today for this announcement that we have had careful thought. We're looking at this past legislative session to see if there are any bills that needed to go to referendum. And there was one that stood out as not being a common sense bill. The bill that says that men, if they feel like they're a woman at the time, can go into the ladies' room. And we decided to petition the bathroom bill to referendum. We took a poll early on. 98% of people who are associated with MDPetitions.com said that we should take this bill to referendum. And so we're answering that call, and we're going to need Marylanders all across the state to work to get the petitions, to get the referendum, so that we will have the opportunity to vote on this bill this coming November. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Delegate Kathy Schlega.
We believe that this bill is so poorly crafted. The law, the unintended consequences of this law demand that we take it to petition. The way this poorly crafted law was written, if someone, a man, sincerely believes in his heart he is a woman, he can have access to the bathroom and the changing room with women and little girls. This is just not right. The legislature rushed this bill through hastily, would not accept any good amendments to make this bill better. So it is time to take it to referendum and make the legislature come back and do this law right.
Now, is...
Hold on, we're not quite...
Oh, sure.
Sorry, thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Great. With that, there were amendments to take out the bathroom portion of this bill. They were offered many times and were rejected each time. It's been said that there are 18 states that have this bill passed, but that's not the case. Actually, Maryland is only one of three states that would allow people who are of the opposite gender to go into the opposite gender bathrooms. You know, as I talked about this to someone who worked in D.C., she experienced this case where she went into the men's bathroom, and yet there was she went into the women's bathroom. There's a man who was with her. And her basic question, here's the question that all Marylanders could ask, is where are my rights? How is that fair to me that I don't have the right to privacy anymore to use the bathroom that I've been assigned?
There's no guarantee. I mean, the supporters will say there's no guarantee that a man using a woman's bathroom is going to do what is having that little logo, the little logo there, where climbing over the wall and, you know, attack women. I mean, there's no guarantee. And much less is this bill is not designed to be some kind of legal defense.
There are two problems with that statement. One is the right to privacy of the person is null and void with this bill. Because rather than being able to go into the men's restroom and only expect to have men there, now there could be women there. Or women who are using the women's restroom could have men in there. Now, the biggest problem really is it's a parent's rights issue. As a parent, you should be able to send your child into a bathroom, your little girl, into the girls' restroom, and have the expectation that only girls will be in that restroom, when in fact, with this bill, there could be men in that restroom. One of the other problems is that it opens it up to predators, not necessarily transsexuals, but predators will take advantage of this bill and go into the opposite-gendered bathroom, and the proprietors, even right where we are right now, their bathroom's right behind this wall. There would be no one that would be able to enforce it and say, you're a man, you may not go into the women's restroom. If they did say that and the person used this bill, that propriety will be successfully sued in court. So that creates a big problem that now no longer would be able to enforce the bathroom rules that we've been used to for generations.
I mean, are there many cases of that? You cite one, but Kathy, are you familiar with cases where somebody said that they're was somebody that turned out to be a pedophile? I mean, cases in Maryland.
Well, currently, until this bill is actually a law, they can't go in there. So, of course, we haven't had any problems with that as of yet. And again, this is about poorly crafted laws that open the door to allow pedophiles and sex offenders access to women and little girls in locker rooms, changing rooms, and bathrooms. There was a way to protect transgenders from housing, employment, and credit discrimination, and that would have been to make sure public facilities, places where women and little girls don't expect to see men aren't there. So this is just so poorly crafted, and again, opening the door to allow men who, anyone, any man who would say, I sincerely believe in my heart I'm a woman today, that man would not need to be wearing women's clothing or have any other preponderance of evidence other than the fact that they sincerely believe in their heart that they're a woman that day. They could have access to a women's bathroom, changing room, locker room.
Kathy, there was...
I've been surprised, as MDPetitions.com thought about taking up this referendum process, at the number of people who have called me with actual complaints where similar things have occurred to them. One case is on the Eastern Shore where she sent her middle school girl into the bathroom. Unbeknownst to her, there was a man already in the bathroom waiting, and actually this man had done this to several different girls, waiting really to be a predator. Thankfully, in that one case, the little girl who went in recognized there was a big problem and ran out. But that didn't happen, unfortunately, to some of the other girls that used that facility. And really, this person, this is an existing law. Thankfully, they saw that there was a problem. We were able to kick him out based on existing law because men are not allowed in the girls' bathroom. But with this case, it would change those laws and make it much more difficult to say no. Only the women are allowed in the women's bathroom.
Kathy, there was an incident 3 years ago in a McDonald's in Rosedale, and I believe that's in your district, if I'm not mistaken, where a transgender person, Christy Polis, was in a women's bathroom. She was beaten up. The beating was caught on video, and the supporters would argue this particular legislation is needed to stop incidents like that. What do you say to that?
That was a shame. It was unfortunate that that did happen, but this law would not have changed that because that was a man that he is a man who is a transgender, was in the women's bathroom, and that assault of that transgendered person was illegal then, and it will be illegal today. This is about an extreme view. This is about common sense leaving the state of Maryland. This is about protecting women and little girls. And this poorly crafted law that will allow men to openly use the women's bathroom.
The rules for getting the petitions on signatures, collecting signatures, and the deadlines, that has not changed. The numbers haven't changed. Am I correct in that? It was last time, if I remember, 18,536 by the end of May, and then 55,738, don't tell me why I know this, by June, and don't
quote. That's correct. Those are the basic numbers that we need. Basically, our goal at MDPetitions.com is to have 25,000 signatures or more by the end of May. That way, those that are thrown out will have enough of a cushion, and by the end of June, to have 75,000 signatures.
You saw what happened 3 years ago with marriage, with DREAM Act, and with redistricting, and MD Petitions was involved either organizing it or to a certain degree, and same-sex marriage to a certain degree, you were involved in it. All three of those, voters approved all three of those.
Well, we're confident that voters, when they understand what this bill does, any voter I've talked to that says that a man can go into the girls' room and threaten parents' rights where they send their girls into that same room, have been appalled at this bill. And really, it doesn't make common sense. So we believe that voters, when they see this on the ballot, and hopefully they will, this coming November, will vote to overturn this bill.
Although you're just talking about it right now, do you have anyone that have actually signed a petition so far?
This is the first announcement. No one has signed the petition. So we have about 2 months to gather 75,000 signatures. It's a tall order, but people can go to mdpetitions.com this afternoon and they can sign the petition.
You just said it. 75,000 signatures is what you need. What? How do you plan on getting them? What's your goal right now? I mean, what's your plan of attack?
Well, as more and more people understand what this bill does, there, like we said, already 98% of people who are associated with MDPetitions.com wanted to take this to referendum. There's strong enthusiasm to get this to referendum. So we're going to rely on volunteers all across the state of Maryland to go to their neighbors, to go to people at their workplace, to go to their places of worship and say, please sign this petition so that we can protect girls, little girls in this state, so we don't allow men to be in those same bathrooms where they are.
And because they have been so successful in the past with getting legislation re-looked at because of their petitions, is that why you're...
This is a common sense issue, and I am knocking on doors right now as we're in the campaign season, and people are shocked that this is a bill, the legislature has gone too far. It's really just gone too far. And the public is not supportive of these kind of extreme measures.
Delegate, sometimes the wording of the petition is tweaked by the Board of Elections. What do you have nailed down what the wording of the petition will be? Because that could sway whether people sign it or not.
Well, that's a very good point. What we know now is what the bill was and the bill language, and that's what people are going to sign when they sign the referendum. The actual petition language won't be decided until August. Of course, that's if we're successful in the referendum effort, and that will be decided by the Secretary of State in consultation with the Attorney General's office. And so we'll see what the question looks like at that time. There will need to be a campaign to make sure that people understand exactly what this bill does as they go towards November. Now, it does look like this might be the only question that's on the ballot statewide, as opposed to 2 years ago when we had eight questions on the statewide questions on the bill, on the ballot.
And since it's an election year, do you think that will help get more people involved in signing the petition, or do you think that the petition will actually help bring people to the polls for the election as well?
Well, I think since it's an election year and the primary elections are much earlier, they correspond with the time frame when we need to gather these signatures. I think that could be a great day, would be election day, where people could be out at the polls getting signatures for this very important bill to try and overturn it.
Yeah, conceivably you could do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.